Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
Each week, we struggle to recall our adventures in and around Las Vegas, giving a unique perspective on the best places to tear it up in the entertainment capital of the world. Now, without further ado, here are your hosts, Alicia and David Ivey.
And welcome to Pub Crawl, the best source of Vegas-y drinky goodness. As always, I'm Alicia.
As always.
As always. It doesn't change.
I thought it was like, as always.
As always.
And I'm David. Welcome to episode 54. 54!
This is 54.
That's over a year's of worth of episodes.
That is awesome.
Look what I wrote in the notes, because I always forget to thank the live audience.
Hey, I don't forget. Thank you. And also, welcome to the live chat room.
Yes.
You're thanking the audience. You should welcome them, not thank them.
Well, I thank them and welcome them. Well, I put thank at the bottom too, because I always forget.
I think
thank is nice.
Yeah. That's good.
So, good of you. Anyway, we're Pub Crawl, as we mentioned. Episode 54, over a year old.
Mm-hmm.
Had a birthday cake where we could put our hands in it. But you do that on the first birthday?
Yeah.
You can play in it. You never go to a child's first birthday. That should be my tip of the week. Don't go to a child's first birthday. Because they let the kid play in it, and then they cut it up and go, want some?
Just don't eat the cake.
Well, of course not. Don't eat the cake at a one-year-old's birthday. Okay. If you'd like to get hold of us, pubcrawl@vegasvideonetwork.com, pubcrawl@vegasvideonetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter, which a lot of people do. We're the LV Locals. Mm-hmm. Also, the whole network is Vegas Video Network. KSHP, 1400 AM, North Las Vegas, Friday nights.
What's that toll-free listener line number, David?
Oh, and toll-free listener line, 866-966-4599. Mm-hmm. Love that. What else we got? Roku. You were watching Roku last night.
I was.
You watched Step Brothers.
I did. I love that movie.
I don't know how you were able to watch it, though. We were rehearsing in the house.
I turned it up really loud.
Yeah, you must have.
Yeah, there's like people singing and drums going on and craziness. I just cranked up the Step Brothers.
So the Roku handles the volume, huh?
It does.
Okay.
It does.
I like iTunes. Audio and video on iTunes. And if you want to search us on iTunes, just do Las Vegas Pub Crawl. We ran into somebody last night at our local cantina.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, how do we find you? Go, just search Las Vegas Pub Crawl, and then go to video, like on Google.
You'll see us. There we are.
That's us. That's the easiest way to find us. And because you'll get all the YouTube videos. We're on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Big on YouTube, we are. But without further ado, we got to get some serious business here in this next section.
I can't wait for this one.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Cocktail of the Week. All right, in our series of classic cocktails, this one is a serious classic cocktail. But you're going to have to tell me how to make it. Now, this is another one of those cocktails where there's 50 different versions of it. And this is unlike any of the ones I saw. This was the most unique, but it also had the history with it, so I'm thinking this might be the most authentic.
Yeah, so we'll try this one.
Right.
What is it?
It is the Singapore Sling. Now, that's a serious cocktail. You say you're making a Singapore Sling. With gin, because, you know.
Yeah, look at the little note on the bottom. Whoops, and gin. We forgot to put gin in there.
Yeah. there's a lot of ingredients. Nothing too outrageous. We're not using the best cherry brandy in the world. You probably want to use cherry herring or something really good. I just didn't, because we didn't have it. But we have cherry brandy. So, we're doing ice in a shaker. All right. Now, you're going to have to walk me through it.
Okay, so you remember doubling everything up here. So, 2 ounces of lemon juice.
But the gin first.
Oh, yeah, gin first.
Because just because it's not on there doesn't mean it doesn't belong. So, 2 ounces of gin for two. And a little extra because we're using tall glasses. Okay.
Okay, and 2 ounces of lemon juice.
That seems like a lot to me. That seems like a lot of lemon juice. 2 ounces?
2 ounces.
Man, all right. Okay.
Okay, 3 teaspoons of powdered sugar.
3 teaspoons. So I should have brought a tablespoon and a half or something. I don't know how to do the math on that.
Just do three.
So three, so that's 6 of these. These are
what
halves.
Is this, a half?
Oh. Yeah. 2, 3, 4, 5.
A little bit more.
6. Ooh, this gets everywhere, doesn't it? Okay.
Okay, 1/2 ounce of simple syrup.
This is all going in the shaker?
Yep.
1/2 ounce, so it's only 1/4 ounce per drink. That's light on the simple syrup.
So it shouldn't be too sweet.
No, all that lemon juice. Yeah, it won't be.
Okay, now shake well.
Okay.
All this dust just flew around. Powdered sugar.
I'd like to have a wet rag just for this particular reason. Actually, it's a wet pub crawl.
Oh,
towel.
Look at that. We're so happy with our towels.
Okay, and I'm going to strain these into icy glasses.
Yes. It should be a highball glass, but we brought extra tall glasses.
Well, because Singapore slings are usually in some kind of a. Something like that, right?
Those really tall, thin ones.
Right. All right.
Okay, now strain.
Ooh, sounded good.
Yeah, good sound effects here. It's gonna be all ice.
All right.
Okay, and then 2 ounces of club soda into each.
2 ounces each of club soda. I hate club soda, by the way. But
actually, that fills that glass up pretty well.
Well, there we go. See, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and then a half ounce of cherry brandy on top. So just you float it by pouring it over the back of a bar spoon.
Which I don't have, but I have my Frankie's Tiki Room stir stick. So I'll do 1/2 ounce on top, and that's it, eh?
Yeah. It doesn't look like much.
No.
And then if you were to garnish,
we never garnish
with a lemon slice and cherry.
Wow. Well, let's take a swaller and see what's happening.
You need to mix it at all?
I don't know. Didn't say to. I would think so, because
yeah,
it tastes like cherry
it,
brandy. No,
it.
You know what we do?
No, straws. And this is how we're drinking our Singapore slings.
Oh, that's better.
That is damn good.
Wow. Okay, put very a straw good. On it. Oh, we have a chat room.
Oh.
The chat room is implying that you may have promised that you were going to make a sidecar. And so.
Oh.
Certain, I think I did.
Certain people had brought sidecar ingredients.
Oh, really? Oh, we apologize. We'll save those ingredients.
We'll do it next week.
We'll do it next week.
I think what happened was.
Did you promise that with Williams?
I did. And you weren't around to make sure I kept my promise. That would be the problem.
Making promises.
See, when you're out of town, I start talking.
Oh, yeah.
I apologize for that. I will make it next week, for sure.
Okay. So, but the drunk term is actually just the history of Singapore slang.
Right, because I was really curious about this.
So, David did some research.
Right.
So, this was developed by Niang Tong Boon for the Raffles Hotel in Singapore in the early 1900s. The Singapore slang is a slow, smooth, sweet cocktail with a complex flavor. The original recipe was virtually forgotten by the hotel bartenders, and when they wanted to revive the cocktail, the hotel needed to adapt the recipe from the recollection of those bartenders.
Oh, really?
This is just one of the newer variations. The original did not use club soda. I wonder what it used.
I don't know. I've seen a couple recipes. A lot of them have it real sugar, like pineapple juice and grenadine and stuff in it. So I don't.
And
more of like a, like, I think the difference between a real Mai Tai and, you know, Mai Tai you get at Fridays.
This is really good.
This is like a real Singapore sling as opposed to ones you'll get at Fridays or Chili's or not that we're against Fridays or Chili's. In fact, if you'd like to sponsor the show, this episode of Pub Crawl could
absolutely be
sponsored by Fridays.
Won't turn you down.
So anyway, no, this is very good. So anyway, sorry about the sidecar mix up, but we'll do a sidecar next week. For sure. You know, I think I looked at it and it was something we didn't have. I went, oh, I want to go buy something right now.
Well, But they bought it.
I know. That's the problem. So I will. Anyway, well, let's take a quick station ID and come back with Pub Crawl Adventure.
Let's do it.
This is good.
Traditional media believes that after about 3 minutes, you'll tune out. Most Vegas media companies think if it doesn't jiggle, you won't tune in. At the Vegas Video Network, we think both are wrong. The Vegas Video Network is the first and only live online broadcast network that specializes in insider news and expert views about Vegas. We combine great storytelling with the ability to watch when and where you want, on your computer, mobile device, or television. Discover the real Las Vegas. Visit VegasVideoNetwork.com.
And we're back. That was a nice little break. That was kind of cool. Hey, did we ever find out how many rats were in that segment? Oh, was it rats or was it pub crawls?
You said pub crawls.
Pub crawls.
How many pub
crawls? I know how many
how
pub
many
crawls.
Rats,
oh, were there?
Yes.
Did you? I don't know.
I think I know.
Okay.
I can find out.
Oh, no, I didn't.
I think it's three.
Oh, okay.
How many rats were there?
I don't know. One.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of the Tootsie Bowl? Tootsie Roll.
Tootsie Bowl.
Tootsie Pop.
Or a Tootsie Bowl.
It was four.
One.
Anyway. So this week on our adventure was the most unexpected adventure I think we've had in Vegas in a long time. I don't know what we were thinking and how we got there. Very similar to the Whitney's did the week later.
Yeah, which we found out just minutes ago. Right.
We ended up...
I know.
But maybe.
I know.
We were driving up Sahara on our typical, what are we going to do this weekend, drive. And I was thinking, why don't we almost go to Circus Circus? And then you said, why don't we just go to Circus Circus? Like, out of the blue. I'm like, well, it's right here. We pulled around the back of the trailer park. Sorry, the RV parking. And into the back.
the trailer park.
I mean, it's, you know, and I hate that I go in there with this chip on my shoulder. Like, this is going to be dumb and sticky and trashy and falling apart and crappy. And instead, we had one of the best Saturdays in Vegas history. I can't believe the fun we had in that. We've done it before. This is what I hope happens someday with City Center. One day we just go back for the 12th time and go, wow, that was great. I get
it.
We
get it.
Yeah. I doubt when we leave City Center when it's great, we will hopefully have spent like $20. That's going to be the
point. I know. It's so cheap.
So we go around the back, you know, under the, it's just a mess back there. And there's, I mean, what? Whatever. So I was already had the attitude. I mean, I hadn't realized I was having fun yet. So, you know, you have to park a mile away and you walk in. And first thing we did is hit Rockin' Rita's. Because we've been there before and that wasn't a bad place. It's owned by the same company that owns Kahunaville.
Kahunaville, yeah.
And
but they were not very crowded last time we went, so we wanted to go see more of a crowd. Actually, they're pretty new when we went last time.
Right. And they weren't very crowded this time either, except they had these incredible deals going on.
They have their happy hours, which it's actually Monday through Sunday. They've got a drink special every day. It's 2-for-1 special, so like Mondays, Buds. And we went on a Saturday, so that was 2-for-1 margaritas.
Right. And they were good. I mean, but you can't go in the restaurant, though. They have two outside bars, which is kind of neat. They got a big restaurant, two outside bars. One's a truck and one's a stage. Mm-hmm. And you could, and these deals only apply out there. And there's a big central bar in the restaurant, but I think we've only been in there one time. We always sit on the outside.
Yeah, it actually seemed pretty crowded in the restaurant. People were watching games.
Yeah, it was a Saturday, so we were watching in college. Anyway, we got a couple drinks, started walking around, and I started to loosen up. Like, hey, you know what? This isn't too bad.
I didn't see any cockroaches.
Right, there wasn't.
The ceiling wasn't leaking.
Right, there was.
Like, oh, this is nice.
The kid ratio was pretty low, I gotta say. We went over to just a regular bar, and got because there was a deal. It was 2-for-1. We got like a ticket. Mm-hmm. It was like we got two drinks for one. Those were margaritas, right? We got two margaritas for one. So we said, can we just get the tequila, though? Because I don't want the syrupy, sticky mess you're going to pour into it. So it was fine. He just gave us two tequila diets, and it was fine. But the weirdest guy was next to us that I've never... Remember the guy, the firebug next to us?
Oh, yeah.
I was getting upset. You were ready to rip his throat out.
I was going to pour my drink on his...
It was this crazy. Mess. He was a young guy. He couldn't have been 35, right? No one 35 wasn't young. Anyway, remember when you're like 30? Remember the old guy is like 35?
Young kid.
No, he's younger than that. Cause him and his girlfriend, who were kind of attractive, younger people. In fact, they were like right out of college because they were rooting some college game going on, like a little too much. But he would smoke, but he would light it with a match, light his cigarette, and carefully not to put the match out, lay the lighted match in the ashtray. Very carefully.
Until it lit up on fire.
Right.
And so he'd get like this burning ashtray with like open flame.
And he would keep playing and watching the game like really intently while this fire, like he was getting off. And then it would go out. But of course, it smells like the back end of a burnt cigarette butt. You know, that like kind of.
Yeah, and he did that like three times. Like, what is wrong with this guy?
I regret going, like, dude, what are you doing? I mean, why? Is it, how hard is it to go and then it's out? I mean, that's all you do.
He likes fire.
But he was very carefully. It's weird when you could see someone's mania. You could see it. Like, oh, there's something going on there.
Yeah, it was very strange.
So we actually had to move. We're like, this is getting. And plus, the more cigarettes he had, the more crap was in the ashtray. So when he would do it, it would become a bigger fire. So he's trying to burn this place down. So then
it's
we started.
Circus clientele, I guess.
Right. So we started walking around, having a good time again. And we're like, let's hit slots of fun. So we couldn't find our way out. So we're kind of running around, and we found the carousel place and all that. The circus was going on upstairs. And we did find an unattended booth with all the coupons.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So not saying we took a handful of coupons, but we have a hand stack of coupons.
We have stacks of coupons.
Which are all the two-for-ones and whatever. I think
they hand them out anyway.
They do. It's MGM. I think, but they'll probably try to sell you a timeshare or something. But whatever, we just got them. Anyway, let's hit slots of fun. So we walk, you kind of have to go out the side and then slots of fun. Which is, I was on slots of fun.
Lots of fun.
And I suppose it is, but
we just kind of walk through it.
We've been in there before and had a pretty good time because they have the dogs, the big hot dogs.
I didn't see any dogs this time though.
Oh no, they got them. No, we've seen people eating them, and I have a problem with their hot dogs because they're too good. They're too big.
Oh, and that's actually a common theme.
Oh, sorry.
The whole weekend I had something that was too big and.
Oh, we'll tell. That was Sunday night. That was.
Oh no.
We can't talk about that on the show.
It's too big. It's too big. Too big.
I've talked about it on the show before. I can have a hamburger that's way too big for the bun, and I'm fine with that. Steak sandwich is too big for the bun. Totally fine. A hot dog that's too big for the bun is gross to me. It's like a big, it's like eating a what's that place in the mall? Hillshire Farms or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like having like one of those with like a bun around. It's, like
just, too, it's just too big.
Too much. So. That's other dogs. They're $2 beers.
Understandable,
though.
I guess.
We walked there. It was great. People were having a good time. And we didn't get a dog.
We wandered outside. We walked across to the McDonald's.
We went into Viva McDonald's. I'd never been in there before.
It looked like an airport inside.
I can't believe that's the Vegas McDonald's. It was all desert themed. Yeah. It wasn't Vegas themed. It was all cactus, like paid pictures of cactus. It was fine. The only problem is it smelled amazing. I haven't had McDonald's in 5 years, and just the smell of it was like, oh, it smelled so good. Anyway, walked across the street,
saw that
I was checking in. We were so close to the Vegas Video Network, I was able to check in here, which is really funny, because it was only across the street. Mm. And I saw that Hell was on a possible check-in spot. So I checked it at Hell.
Yes.
I don't know where that was. I looked it up today. It seems across the street at the Riviera, somewhere.
Okay. Hell. I thought it might have been where all the Halloween stuff was.
Might still be. I don't know. But it was just fun to check in there. Went back into Circus. Went to Adventure Dome. The last time I was in there, I had an anxiety attack and had to get out within 3 seconds.
Yeah, last time we just barely walked around and we were surrounded by an ocean of children. Like, it was really packed that day.
And it was hot. And that hot sun through that pink glass is really unnerving. But for some reason, and the temperature was nice, we was like, this was great.
We actually never even found that top level where all the rides were
last
time we went.
We walked around, we're like, look at the miniature golf course, look at that, which was the most hokey miniature golf course. But you know what? It was packed, everybody's having a good time. I was like, you know what, why not? It was pirate themed. I like that. All the rides were jumping. There was people everywhere. There's a bar in there. Who knew?
Yay.
So we're going to find the bar.
No.
So, okay, now we can get a drink and walk around and Adventure Dome. Said, let's go on the roller coaster, because why not? So we went on the roller coaster. It's just impromptu. We had plans later for the night, which we'll get to, but we're just goofing around during the day. Went on the corkscrew or whatever they call it.
It was the Canyon Blaster.
The Canyon yes. Blaster. Oh, I had that after the Mexican food last night. just kidding. $8 is a little hefty for a roller coaster ride.
For one ride, but they price them differently. It's $8 for the premium rides,
right.
And it's a little bit cheaper for the other little things.
I don't remember what New York's roller coaster is, but locals get a free ride.
That one was pretty pricey, too.
But you have to buy one, but you can go again.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if they're still running that deal, but...
Yeah, locals can go twice.
That's what we
want. It's kind of cool. I would just think, let us go as many times as we want. How many times are we going to go?
But they do have the all-day pass you can buy.
$27, right?
Yep, and for kids, it's $17.
And that's everything. You can ride everything, because the water ride looked pretty cool.
Yeah, and I think the kids can play those little carnival games, too.
And those were packed. Okay, here's my theme for the weekend is... You know what? People were having a good time in Las Vegas this weekend. I mean, a blast. You looked around all the little rides, you're throwing the rings on the things and the shooting the whatevers and all that. Everybody was doing it. Everything was packed. The miniature golf course was this kind of like indoor hokey one with not really anything, but everybody's in there laughing, having a great time. We went in and said, you know what? That was our theme with Circus Circus. Let's just go and have a good time. Put all of our pretensions down. Let's just go have a good time. And we had a blast. We're on the roller coaster.
We played that little pirate game too. Remember?
One of the two-person video games.
Yeah, that was pretty fun.
We did all kinds of stuff in there. It was great. We actually had a really, really good time. And that was just before we went out that night. We actually had to get out because we had stuff to do. But what we thought was, and I still might do this, is why don't we go in for a whole day and night at Circus Circus? As we walk by the steakhouse, which is supposed to be amazing, or supposed to if you say proper English.
Supposed.
And they have a killer happy hour. We were going to sit in there and have a drink, but we had to go.
And the bar looked really nice, too. It had a bunch of paintings of steer.
Yeah, it was like a traditional steakhouse. Only problem is I don't know how long I could hang in there because it smelled so much like beef.
Oh, yeah, we were pretty hungry.
You'd just be starving the whole time. But it's supposed to be great. And it was half-price drinks from like 3 to 7 or whatever. Great, so we thought, let's just go to Circus Circus and spend the night. But we tried to check in, it was like $209.
And but the check-in was like, how did you describe it? All the people.
It was like a snowed-in airport.
It was like a flop house.
No, it was like a snowed-in airport. It was everybody was laying around on their luggage, like all throughout the hallways. Like they were all there early and couldn't check in, so everybody was laying on their luggage.
But there was a big convention in town, right?
SEMA.
SEMA, yeah, which explains it.
Yeah, I guess so. So, anyway, great time. Circus Circus. I got to say, we're going to go back and even do it even again more because I had a great time. I had a great time.
It was fun.
And once you get past the theme, you know what? I like Excalibur. It's one of my favorite places. That never bothered me. So anyway, that night, we had to meet with a friend of ours, and we're like, hey, let's go see Defending the Caveman because we got free tickets. And we actually ran into a scruples question. We're driving around. We're like, okay, well, we have free tickets to Defending the Caveman, you and I, that
right.
I won on Name That Tune with Zoe Bowie at the Imperial Palace. And now we got a friend in town, so what do you say? Hey, man, do you want to come to Defending the Caveman? And then we just get our free voucher and have them pay. I mean, how do you deal with that? We actually had, like, or do we offer to pay? So that's what we did. But
yeah. That's what you do.
Yeah, because I said, hey, right. Is that what you do?
Yes.
Because he don't know how we got our tickets. That's what I was saying. Like, how would he know if we could have bought them?
But we
could have Groupon. Like, say you Groupon tickets, but and you want some friends to go with you. Do you pay for their ticket because you Grouponed it? I mean, it's hard to say.
That's so anyway, why she's the wife.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, I wrote him. I'm like, hey, man. I'm gonna go see Defending the Caveman. He's like, what's that and how much? I go, well, it's like a one-man show thing. I don't know. I've never been to it. And I think it's $40.
And you're like, and our tickets are free.
Yeah. Only he said, well, he goes, how much is it? I said, it's $40. I never said we had free tickets. I go, we can, you know, we'll split it with you or something. Because like, you said, tell him we'll not buy it for him, but we'll split them or whatever. He said, no, unnecessary. I'll go. He didn't. And then we got there, and you have free tickets. But I earned them by knowing tunes.
Okay, so we go to see Defending the Caveman.
Right. First off, I had no idea this even existed in Harrah's, the upstairs.
Oh, I know. Yeah, we never knew there was an upstairs right
well,
there.
Well, Harrah's, way to go, guys. We go to Toby Keith's a lot, which is on the second floor of Harrah's, but not the same second floor. It's not connected.
Yeah, there's two escalators up.
And they go up to do different
areas.
Places.
Not but right. You know what? It took us a while when we first moved out to find Toby's, too.
It did.
Remember, we wandered around. We're like, where is this Toby Keith's place? And we thought it was that tiny bar out by the front of the casino.
Yeah, out by Danny's.
We're like,
on the
this
side
isn't
door.
That cool.
Yeah. So we go to see Defending the Caveman. It was packed.
Oh, yeah. What?
That's all I'm saying about that.
That's all you're going to say? I thought there was a chat question.
No, I'm like.
That's all you're going to say about it?
Well, not really. I don't know. Okay.
I did not like it.
Our friend John and you and I were I think we were the only ones in the whole audience that didn't get it. I was like, I
understood the, you know, the whole thing, but I guess I just don't. I don't know.
It was torture.
It was.
Like it was.
I didn't laugh the whole time. I was like, can I walk out?
Yeah.
Can I shoot myself?
It was, but everybody, literally, people were rolling in the aisle. So I got to give him credit.
Yeah. I mean,
people love it. I'm saying go. Just don't bring us, because for some reason.
Well, people were standing up and saying, oh, this changes my life. I love my spouse now.
I know. Like,
did you not like your spouse before?
No, and people would, and people literally would, as we were walking out, we're like, that was
I guess
so
I like funny. You, and I don't really, I don't know.
Well.
I don't know.
It's that kind of humor that we've heard Roseanne talk about 20 years ago. And we, you know, it's that, you know, we go to bed. And we're all, you're on your side, and I'm on my side. By the end of the night, I'm over here like this, and you're like this. And everybody's like, oh, that's so funny.
Or you have cold feet. Oh,
and everybody's just rolling in the aisles. And we're like, I don't get this at all. Like, I don't. I mean, it's charming, and it's not. There was a couple things he said that I thought were actually kind of cool about physiologically, that men focus on one thing and women look at everything.
Yeah, you know, which you've known forever.
I know, but it was like, you know, it was just a hunter-gatherer thing. I know, but he did that whole thing, and I don't know. I just people.
Well, okay,
loved it.
So you know how good a show is when you bring somebody, and as soon as it's over and people are getting up, I turn to John, our friend, and I said, "I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry," and he's like, "Yeah, that was pretty bad." And then you, because I stood up and
well,
I was talking.
You didn't say like, I'm so sorry. You went, I'm so sorry. That was so bad. And I'm like, stop, you just, man, you like screaming.
I wasn't that loud.
But you were loud enough that people around us, they got up going, that was so funny. And then you don't want to hear a girl in front of you going, yeah, wait, damn.
I don't know. I can't hide my emotions.
Yeah, so I just like, wait.
Wait till we get outside.
Wait till we get in the car. Wait till we get in the car.
Go see it. It's great.
People, look, people loved it. Yeah, no, it's funny. I would say
Kevin Burke is funny.
If someone asked, should I go see that? I'd say yeah. I mean, you know, suit yourself. I didn't like it, but you know what? People loved it. I don't like Justin Bieber either, but people love it.
What? You don't like the Biebster?
You know, I'm just saying. There's a lot of things people like that I don't like, but I will tell you this: people were having a blast.
They were.
They really were. People were having such a good time. Anyways, we hightailed it out of that crap hole.
Yeah.
And I'd give that a 2.
Let's go have fun now.
Yes. So our favorite place, our new favorite place that we've been to a whole one time before.
Well, they keep having events, damn it.
Right. Well, when we were there on Halloween, we got a flyer from a really good friend of ours that Artifice, brand new bar that opened downtown, big bar, is having Artifice Takes It Off. It was another burlesque show. You know us in burlesque, we just love it.
It's so fun.
It's classic Vegas. It's not about just boobs and butts.
No,
you don't
it's
really
not.
See
it's
that.
A whole just like fun.
There's a lot of
atmosphere.
Yeah, the hosts are always good. A lot of waka waka and all that kind of classic vaudevillian type of stuff.
Yeah, and it's not a nasty show at all. It's a wholesome show.
Well, yeah, in a way. I mean, this one was hosted by who hosted this thing? Uncle Perverti.
And Uncle Marvin Perverti was
right. He was
very wholesome.
Well, you know, he had the slick back hair, slick down hair, and he looked a lot like the
little greasy mustache.
Yeah, the guy from our Absinthe. That same kind of vibe, that hawker kind of slimy guy.
Kind of John Waters ish.
Very much, yeah. And but that was the whole vibe of the thing, and it was great. I mean, again. Knocked it out of the park. Another one of those.
Yeah, this is such a great venue. I love it.
Yeah, and it's the scene is so amazing. First of all, we walk in, and there's one of our favorite people in the world, Blanche DeBrie. was like, oh, well, I hear from the cross room because you fed her. Alicia, where's your man? We're going to hang out, blah, blah, blah. So I went over and it was just great. The whole scene was there. Our friend John from out of town was like, wow, this is great. The dancers were, oh, before we get to that, we got to chat.
Oh.
Actually, I have a question. Is the burlesque thing a reoccurring deal or is this a one-time deal?
No, it was just a one-off. It's not like the one at Boom Boom Room at Boomers. It's every month. There's also the one at, it used to be at Daddy Max. We talked about it. It's not there anymore. Move around. You kind of have to get into.
So you can just go to their websites and.
Yeah, I mean, you can look it
different
up.
Different events.
This one, Chacha Velour, who actually runs the big one at Boomers, she's always great. Vivacious, who's a
Vivacious.
Really good. Yeah, who's a really good friend of ours. She was great. Calliope was new girl, great. Lulu Roxy, it was her show, killed it. And Marvin Perverti.
Oh, what is her tagline, Lulu? Herb's more dangerous than Mulholland Drive.
There you go.
Ooh.
Yes.
Deadly.
Well, she's a big girl.
She's got lots of curves.
Yeah. It was so fun. So, again, our friend was just like, wow, this is like, thanks for taking me to something fun. What we just taken him to.
Yeah. We had to make up for it.
So, we got another chat.
Your chat audience is sad that your drinks are empty.
Oh, well, yes.
It's the problem with these classics. It takes so long to make one.
Well, start
now,
making.
What do I do? Well, maybe I will during Hey Bartender.
I'm sad, too.
So, anyway, from there, we're like, okay.
Come on, Dave.
Give me a break. So, from there.
Give me a break, Dave.
We're like, you know what? Brand new bar opened up. Punk rock bar. Actually, carrying the dive bar torch. If anybody's ever been to Dive Bar, you know that was the diviest bar in Vegas. It was called Dive Bar. We've had some of the best times we've ever had. In fact, our LV Locals website, I think one of our first blogs was a night we spent there. And it was just,
yeah.
We ended up having breakfast at these people's house and had in the swimming pool. It was this great night. Dive Bar was a little dive bar on the east side of town. And it closed. They're bulldozing the whole center. It wasn't like that place just failed. They're bulldozing the whole shopping center. In that vein, Motor City Cafe just opened. Now, talk about close to the strip, though. It's on Restaurant Row.
It's on 4080 Paradise Road.
Yeah, it's right behind Buca di Beppo, if you know where that is, across the street from Terrible's Casino and Bahama Breeze.
Yeah, I can't believe how close that was. A very, very cool spot.
Oh, man. It's a
good layout, too.
Great location. They have like a live band room and then a big bar. Apparently has pizza, but we didn't try that. It's back behind everything. It's kind of neat. There's like Morton's Steakhouse.
It was a little bit hard to find, too.
Yeah, because the parking lots don't connect. So if you pull into Buca di Beppo or Morton's, you can see it. It's behind that. You have to come back out.
Yeah,
and
go back around.
Really awesome. There's a laundromat next door. It's dicey. But yet, right in the middle of Vegas. I loved it. Went in there, of course, as soon as you walked in, 50 people we haven't seen since Dive Bar closed.
Yeah.
It was great. There's a rockabilly band playing when we went in. Like a psychobilly band, kind of that punk rock, rockabilly. And we had to see our friend's band play. And it was just a killer vibe. I was like, this is great. Finally, we've got a replacement for Dive Bar. And so I got to give props to Motor City Cafe. That's a great place. It's 24 hours. You can go anytime.
We'll be back.
We will be back. But if you're looking for some kind of underground scene really close to the strip, I mean, you're a paradise. I mean, mm-hmm. Go to Buca di Beppo for dinner and jump in there and see what's
up. Yeah, I hope to see more bands there.
I do, too. I'm hoping they're going to do that. So that was our first trip there. That was just kind of on our way home and after a whole night of whatever it was.
Fun.
But you mentioned things that were too big for your mouth.
Oh, yeah. I got to get back to too big to swallow.
Yes.
Okay, so this is where actually...
We're off the menu right now.
We're going, yeah.
We're off.
So
off
we're going back to Friday night. Is that Friday?
No, it was...
Friday.
Yes, it was Friday.
It was Friday night. It was the ninth
birthday
of McMullen's Irish Pub.
Right.
So they had all these specials. Well, first off, my favorite, John Windsor was performing all night. So
yeah, he's great.
I love him. But they had all these food and drink specials. So it was a Guinness and a dozen
oysters
for
$10.
$10 or $11. So I was really hungry.
I went for, you know what? You know what the best food in the world is? Irish nachos. You know who makes them? These people. Guess what I'm going to get? Irish nachos. And the reason I did that was the week before, I said, I don't want to eat a whole Irish nachos because that's fattening. So I'll get a Reuben burger. Well, that was smart. With as many chips that come on the Irish nachos.
Right, so
I ate the Reuben burger and all the chips anyway. It was like, it was dumb. Just get the Irish nachos.
Okay. But I didn't, because I didn't want the calories. So I thought, I'll get something from the ocean.
Oh, there you go.
So I should have got the 6 oysters.
Wouldn't have helped.
Well, because the bartender, she told me they're really big. And I said, ah, they can't be that big. So I get these oysters. These things are like cow tongues. They're like that long, that fat, and really like really gross looking.
That's gonna be
our yeah. Not like that. They were so big. The first one was just like, I could hardly get it down. Poured a bunch of lemon on it, the horseradish, and after the third one, I was about to gag. Just too big. Too big.
Well, it's funny because I don't like raw oysters. I like
oysters.
I love
them. I love them, but I was kind of just like.
I like bivalves. I like mussels are my favorite. Clams are second. I like oysters fried or, you know, done something too.
I like my oysters small.
I think I mentioned it on the show.
Smallish.
People go, oh, oysters are great. They taste like the sea. Well, you know what? Give me a glass of the sea because I don't want to. You know, I mean, what's the point then? I mean, it tastes like the sea.
Oh, I do love them, but
I'm not gonna pay $2 a piece for the sea.
I was overwhelmed by an oyster.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I looked over at you, and you were getting seasick. You were like, ooh.
I was. Like, I think I was turning gray.
Yeah.
I
was about halfway through my Irish nachos, like, this is the greatest thing ever. Like, well, hey, you've got them.
They were good. They were just too.
Too big. I mean, you better really like them. You don't really like
it. I really do. I really, really do.
Well, that was your... So anyway, that was enough about us. Let's get to something that you could talk about so I can make it into the Singapore slang.
Ooh.
And a little segment where you get to tell us what's what. Hey, bartender. Wait, it was two of this and what?
Nice.
Little Carol Burnett there. Hey, Vicki Lawrence played this week.
Oh, really?
We spent a couple hours with our really good friend. Thank you very much. It's on my notes. I didn't mention it. Portland Dave for filling in last week.
Oh, yes.
We spent a lot of time with him on Sunday at Ellis Island. I'm telling you, this is what I mean by we leave stuff out, but we don't make stuff up.
You should make a drink while you're talking.
Well, yeah. Well, the thing was, the reason I... We were talking.
Come on.
We were talking about Carol Burnett and all those old 70s TV shows, and then come to find out Vicki Lawrence played Sunday night somewhere, Riviera or something.
Oh.
Which I thought was really interesting because we were just talking about Mama's Family and.
And also Don Rickles.
Just played Friday and Saturday too, and you missed him.
I missed Mr. Warmth, right? Mr. Warmth.
I'm gonna freebird it. I'm freebirding this one.
Freebird it.
I think I know how to make it better.
Okay, so this is the segment called Hey Bartender,
I'm gonna
read an email. Okay.
Well, I do this.
Okay.
Winging it.
Okay. Hey guys, thanks for reading my email on last week's show. Did you guys read an email?
Yep, we did.
Oh.
I think I read it very, very
really?
Remedial-ish.
Did you read it like you read things like this?
I did, as a matter of fact. You were watching the show. You saw.
I was on a different time zone, laying in my bed. I saw it. Okay. Thanks for reading my email on last week's show. And in an answer to your question, I haven't tried the last two cocktails as I haven't bought any absinthe yet.
Oh.
That is a crime, sir. You need to buy some. But definitely,
this episode of Pub Crawl brought to you the National Absinthe Board.
The Absinthe Commission. But definitely will after listening to you go loopy on it.
Yes.
And you did go loopy on it. Anyway, I was listening to your show, to your last show, and even though I've been to Vegas 4 times in the last 2 years, no small task for a 26-hour flight.
Wow.
Jeez. Yeah. I was amazed at the prices at Stage Door and Ellis Island, 2 places I haven't been to. In our casino, you actually have to pay for your drink, and the prices are actually higher than standard. A whopping $9 for a beer. Not a pint, by the way, just a bottle.
That's, oh, really? At
that's
the casino?
Insane.
They have casinos down under?
Yeah.
Wow.
Bar prices across Perth are about $8 a pint. Well, drinks are $7.50. You can easily pay up to $13 for a beer, though.
Wow.
And service is non-existent in Australia. It's a ripoff to go to our city. Ooh. If you're lucky enough to find a happy hour, it's literally an hour, and a good price would be $6 for a pint. Maybe because I live in the most isolated city in the world, seriously, so there's no competition.
We have a little bit to say about that.
Okay, hold on. So in conclusion, I love your town and the prices it has to offer. It is the best vacation destination in the world.
Yes.
I hope to be back soon. That's from Maddie B. in Perth, Australia.
Wow.
That's a great email.
Well, thank
email.
You, Maddie. You know what's funny about that is
I really want to go to Australia, too.
Well, not now you don't.
I'm going to front load.
You have to front load a lot. Front load for a week. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going.
Oh, I did it better. Nobody does it better. I don't know that.
What did you do?
I don't know. I just freeported it.
Freebirded it?
Mm-hmm. I freebirded it.
Okay, so you were trying to jump in here.
Oh, casinos, more importantly, in California. No competition.
So casinos? They don't have, the Indian casinos?
Yeah, like Morongo and Pechanga and...
Oh, yeah.
Palooka and whatever, you know.
There's no Palooka.
Well, that would be funny. Though. I would go to Palooka. That would actually that's got to be in New York. Yeah, Palooka. Same thing. The odds on video poker, the best you're going to find are 5-6, like the worst. What are you going to do? Go next door? Nope. Hey, our drinks are this big and they're $14.
Hey, you're going to drive 4 hours to the next one?
I know. Nope. What are you going to do? So it's the same thing in California.
Well, it actually is like it's a two-hour drive between those Indian casinos, and at that point, you're halfway to Vegas. So
That's funny. This is years ago before we lived here. We drove out to Pechanga, right? Or was it Morongo? It doesn't matter. And one of those.
Pechanga.
And it was actually very nice. It's a very nice place. But I felt so dumb. Because all now you want to do is really go to Vegas. Because now I've got like a taste of Vegas, but I'm nowhere. But we drove 2 hours to go somewhere instead of going 3.5 to Vegas. Like, what were we thinking?
Oh, well. So we moved here.
Right. So then we just moved here. Forget it.
And you're right, Maddie. It is the best vacation destination in the world.
It's actually the best everything.
In the world. All right.
Anyway. Well, thank you very much. Well... It doesn't happen here, but it does happen on this show. It does happen on this show.
It does.
It's about to. It's called Last Call. This is where you find out how to not get knocked up, knocked out, thrown out, throw up, or thrown in jail in Las Vegas. Last Call. I went in on this one winging it. Like, you know what? I'm going to wing this episode. Like, I don't know. I don't have a tip. But I came up with two tips. One tip.
I have a tip, too.
Do you? Uh-huh. You take it, because it's probably the tip I was going to say.
I don't know.
Go for it.
I have a tip if you're in town in the next few weeks, and you're driving on the freeway. Because there's a new cop thing, a new cop program.
Oh.
Where cops are doing ride-alongs.
This is how to not get thrown in jail. You take this last call,
yeah.
Baby. Take it.
I just thought this. So
wait,
the cops,
I can do the dance. I gotta hand it over.
You gotta dance on the bar so they can see your feet.
No, that's right.
That'd be good. So cops are doing ride-alongs with trucks. It's because people have been getting too close to them on the freeway. It's like big rigs and things like that. So if you get too close, you're driving recklessly, the cops will call in.
From a semi-truck.
They'll call in another squad car to come get you. Or to come arrest you, and the fines are pretty heavy.
Really?
Yeah, and that just started.
You mentioned
be safe on the freeway.
That. And be careful around the big semi-trucks.
Yep.
They got. Is it highway patrol or police?
Highway patrol.
Highway patrol in the cab.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah, I don't know. I forgot the name of the program, but it doesn't matter.
You don't need to know the name of the program. Stay out of the way of the truck.
So what was your tip?
My tip was going to be something I learned, which is, don't prejudge. You know what? Stop the hate.
That's a good one.
Yeah. No, it was about Circus and how I was like, Circus is going to suck. I'm not going to have a good time. I had a great time. One of the better times I've ever had. Don't prejudge.
Or don't prejudge. You can post-judge, like after our Defending the Caveman show.
Right.
But
you know what? But to be fair about Defending the Caveman, like I said, people were having a good time.
I know.
Hey, people like TV shows, and I go, eh. I was in the Ear Doctor, and people were watching Young and the Restless. That still comes on.
Hey, what's wrong with that?
Well, the funny thing is, they're actually young. When I was a kid, my mom was watching that. I thought, what's with the old people on Young and the Restless? Now I'm watching it, and they're all, oh, it is young. Like 35.
Oh, no. All right.
Thank you to the live studio audience.
Thank you to the live chat room.
Yay! Without whom we would have no live chat room.
That's true.
If you'd like to get a hold of us, pubcrawl@vegasvideonetwork.com. You got to admit that was good.
That was good. I'd like to have the undead chat room.
Right, that's the live chat room, the live undead chat room.
Zombies chatting. I'd like that.
That would have been a good Halloween thing.
A lot.
The undead chat room. Chat room.
The fingers are falling off.
Just R. pubcrawl@vegasvideonetwork.com is our email address. Our toll-free listener line is...
Take it away.
One. You should dial one. 866-966-4599. Singapore slings are kind of kicking in. Well, the chat room was saying, have another one, dude. So here we go.
They're pretty good.
Twitter, the LV Locals, and we're the LV Locals. And the whole network is Vegas Video Network on Twitter. There's some good stuff on the Twitter. We're on Facebook, too, you know, Vegas Video Network.
Yes. And you can totally come here and check in.
Right. also, iTunes, YouTube, the whole nine yards. But we do urge you to drink responsibly.
Yes.
Be sure you put soda in your Singapore sling. How cool is having a Singapore sling?
It's awesome.
Like if your friend calls, hey, dude, what are you doing?
It's so old-timey. It's like, I'm drinking a Singapore sling.
Yeah, see? How cool would that be? Like Joe calls, like, hey, Joe, what do you want?
Well, I'll tell you.
That'll turn into 1920s pub crawl. Like, hey, Joe, I'm drinking a Singapore sling, see? Why are you calling me? I got you on the horn. Why did I get you on the horn? I'm going to tell you. No, I mean, how cool is that? That'll get you some. Girl calls up. Hey, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just sitting by the pool having a Singapore sling.
They're like, ooh.
Oh, yeah, I mean, come on.
I'll be over two shakes of a lamb's tail.
Oh, yeah, I mean, can you imagine? You say you're having a bud. What's that going to get you?
No.
But not that this episode could not be sponsored by Budweiser.
No, in fact, it is.
Right. But you call up. Your girl calls, you're drinking. I would just say it anyway. Anytime the next girl calls you up and goes, what are you doing? Just making my second Singapore sling.
Right. I'm walking around the house naked drinking a Singapore sling. Right.
No.
She's like, click.
No, you got to have your robe on. You know,
your smoking jacket.
Your smoking jacket with a Singapore sling.
And your silk gloves. Oh, that's a great visual. Okay, we gotta go.
All right. But remember, silk gloves.
That's awesome.
Where the silk gloves came from?
I know what
I'm getting you for Valentine's Day. I'm getting me some silk gloves. With friends?
You're killing me. I'm getting hot.
So glad we'll do that. We do leave stuff out, but we don't make stuff up. Till next week.
Cheers.